is there in the midst of them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father God, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. We say, blessed be your name.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Worship your majesty. We magnify thy name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, just bless the Lord.
Oh, yes. We bless you, Jesus.
Morning.
Oh, we bless
give
you, Lord.
Give him praise.
Thank you for your presence.
Give him glory.
Here to
give
minister
him honor.
To us.
Oh,
our lives will never be the same because of your presence.
Yes,
oh,
give him glory.
Your presence, Lord. We glorify
we give him all
you.
The
we
glory,
praise.
All the honor, all the
we
praise.
Bless your holy name.
Wonderful
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We bless your holy name.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We
bless
glorify
your holy
your
name.
Name.
Oh, bless his name. Just
oh,
for a
we
few
give him
more
praise.
Minutes. Give him all the glory.
We give him praise. We lift our hands
the
and bless
honor,
your holy
all
name.
All the praise.
Receive our praise and honor. We give you praise and
oh,
bless your
yes.
name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, bless your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We may take our seats. We glorify the Lord and we praise his name.
Amen.
Good to see some of us here. Amen. Lady Pastor Nadoline.
Amen.
Amen. All right. And family, mother and brother, praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are welcome.
Amen.
Amen. You are welcome. Praise God. So today we're going to conclude with good things.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many have been receiving good things? Good things are your portion. Amen.
Yeah.
I said good things are your portion.
Yeah.
How many are receiving good things now?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God has good things in store for us. The Bible says that God has plans of good and not of evil.
Amen.
To bring us to an expected end. Amen.
Amen.
Now we began to talk about some of the good things. What are the good things God has for us? What's the first good thing? The Holy Spirit. Very good. The first good thing is the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
He is the best good thing. He is the best you can ever get. Amen?
Amen.
And we read this from Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. Luke chapter 11. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you, that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father,
Amen.
How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit
Amen.
To them that ask him? God told Abraham that I am your shield and your exceeding great reward.
Amen.
Number two, what is the second good thing? A good husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I see good husbands all around here.
Amen.
I see good husbands all around here.
Amen.
Amen. You see, the prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will receive. Amen.
Amen.
And you guys must believe in prophecies.
Hallelujah.
Prophecies are sure words that are sure in your life if you believe it.
Amen.
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 And many prophecies have come true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And all you need to even do is to look at the podcast also, and you see how the prophecies are coming true. There's even a pastor who lives in the United States who saw one of Bishop's messages. And as Bishop was preaching, Bishop was proclaiming that, I see you receiving a car.
Hey.
And then he told everyone who wanted to believe to take a selfie. Take a selfie of yourself in the bus. And believe God and you receive a car.
That's
a few
right.
days later, someone called him and said, you need a car, don't you? He said, yes, I need an SUV. And before he could say Jack Robinson, he got the SUV paid for. Paid for. He didn't need to pay a dollar for it. Yes, in this country. So it's even traveling internationally, the prophecy. Amen. So the prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will receive. A good husband. I see the women who are not married yet receiving a good husband. Yes. And the men who are not married, I see you receiving a good wife. Actually, that's the third. The third is a good wife. Hallelujah. And those who are married who are not perfect husbands, may the wife receive a perfect husband. Amen. And for the woman who, for the men who don't have perfect wives, may the wife be a perfect wife.
Amen.
Amen. You can have what you say.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Yes. Amen. Death and life. Meaning that when you speak more of life, life comes. When you speak positive things, you receive positive things. When you speak edification, you receive edification.
Amen.
When you speak hope, you receive hope.
Amen.
When you speak faith, you receive faith. When you speak lack of money, then you are cutting the flow of money.
Amen.
Why do you speak about the lack of money? Why do you speak, oh, as for me, we will never get money. As for money, it never comes to our lives. Then you are cutting the flow of money. Why don't you speak, yes, it's even though it's not looking nice, you know that because God is on the throne, your money is more. Your pocketbook is full of money. We must speak faith. We must speak life. We must speak life into existence. Am I preaching to somebody? Yes. Because, and the Bible also says that thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken. It means that what you and I see can destroy us or bless us.
Amen.
Amen. Look at Philippians chapter 4.
Preach.
Look at verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. We must believe it. We must think on good things. We must think on positive things. We must think on true things. We must believe the truth, because the truth is always going to supersede the fact. The fact is what the bank manager says. The fact is what the doctor says. But the truth is what God says. And God says, you can put your hands together for the Lord. And he says, by his stripes, I was healed. The fourth good thing is a good job. A good job is important. Amen. A good job. But remember that as we are thinking about all these, the most important good thing is the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Having God. Having God's presence. Having God with you.
Amen.
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 The next good thing, like we said, is a good job. It is good to have a good job.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the question is, are we asking for the good job? Ask and you shall receive. Ask and your joy shall be full.
Amen.
Ask. I see you asking and getting good things.
Yeah.
I see someone getting a better job.
Amen.
I see someone getting a job with more money.
Amen.
I see someone getting a job with a $3,000 increment.
Yes.
Believe it.
Yes.
You see, these are very important. You see, it shouldn't be that the church I'm in, we are not receiving. When I went to St. Paul just recently, we had a prophetic meeting. Look, the kind of thing, people receive checks. Big checks that we're not supposed to. People receive so many different blessings because they believed it.
That's right.
They believed the prophecy. So you should also believe the prophecy here.
Amen.
When I say that someone is receiving a salary increment, believe it. Yes, believe it. And up in Adelaide, you've also seen many of those things. Hallelujah. Believe it.
That's right.
This was my minstrel. Well, she still is. In DFW. Hallelujah. She can sing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In Cleveland, we have someone singing here too. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's working. Praise God. The next is a good family. Proverbs 13:22. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen.
I see you leaving an inheritance for your children's children.
Amen.
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 You see, it means that there will be an inheritance. For what it means is that your blessings will be so many that it will spill over. It will carry over. Enough over for your children's children.
That's right.
It means that your children are benefiting from it. And your children's children are benefiting from it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It means double blessing. Am I preaching to somebody? It means triple blessing. It means quadruple blessing. And it also means that you leave them a rich inheritance, not only money, but also the legacy of the gospel of Jesus Christ that you are preaching, that you are establishing, you are helping people, you are blessing people. And God has a certain favor he has given you that he's going to cause to spill over to your children and their children's children. The Bible says that, we read it, a good man leaves an inheritance. The Bible also says in Exodus that God told Moses that, look, I am the God who forgives iniquities, who will by no means clear the guilty. And then he talks about how he visits the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the second, third, and fourth generations. But over 1,000 generations, he pronounces the blessings, or he follows the blessings upon the children and their children for thousands of generations. So God is looking for opportunities to bless. That's why the curses, he shortens them, or visits the iniquities just to 3-4 generations, but the blessings for 1,000 or thousands of generations. Put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah. For thousands of generations. Hallelujah. So let's believe it. Some of us, as we proclaim, some of us, as we sing, people will be healed.
Amen.
And you believe that prophecy?
Yes.
Yes. It will happen. Anyone who believes. How many believe that you are good? We talked about houses. Some will have 5, 6, 7, 8 houses paid for cash.
Amen.
We are not talking about mortgage. Sometimes, of course, you need mortgage to start, but we are not talking about mortgage. That's not the proclamation we are doing for mortgage. You are talking about a house paid for, and you only pay taxes because you finish paying. Receive it in Jesus' name if you believe it. Yes.
Amen.
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 But you have a good family.
Amen.
The next is a good existence. Look at Ecclesiastes 6, 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. They're hitting, everything is working now, right? Only that is extra. Hallelujah. There is an evil, let's use, is it, what verse, was it NLT we're using that was working? There is another serious tragedy I have seen in our world. God gives great wealth and honor to some people and gives them everything they could ever want, but then he doesn't give them the health to enjoy it. And they die, and others get it all. This is meaningless, a sickening tragedy. So someone, God has given the ability to obtain wealth, but the health to enjoy it has not been given to them. They are devoid of that health, and another person enjoys their labor. That is a sickening tragedy. Now look at how King James says it in verse 2. A man to whom God hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanted nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet God giveth him not the power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. And that is happening all over the world. You see some people build a house but can't live in it. I know someone who built a house but died before moving in. God forbid that will happen to anyone here. Amen. Building a house but not living in it. May you build houses. I said, may you build houses.
Amen.
I said, may you build houses.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And live in them. Who said that? Yes, it's true. We gotta, not just build, but live in the house. You can build 10 houses and not live in one. But not our story. The next is a good name. Proverbs 22:1. A good name. A good name is important. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. A good name will take you far.
Amen.
When you have a good name, it takes you far, not only at work, but in school, amongst your peers, in society. It takes you far. So that when your name is mentioned, it carries weight.
That's right.
On earth.
That's right.
But imagine if you have a good name in heaven also. So that God will say, like he said to about David, because of David, my servant David, I'll make sure that this doesn't happen. Because of my servant David, I'll make sure that there is a light in Judah for David's sake. May God be able to say, because of you and I, that he would not do certain things, or because of you and I, there will be mercy. God actually said that God, his mercy and his favor and his loving kindness will not depart from David's house. It will not depart because of God, David's name. That's why God said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who would fulfill all my will. It's a blessing. So try to get a good name. And getting a good name is by just serving God, living for God, doing your best to please God. And God will give you a good name. The Bible says that Jesus Christ grew in stature, in wisdom, in favor with God and with men. Hallelujah. The next is long life. Long life. Psalm 91, verse 16. Long life. Praise God. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will satisfy you with long life.
Amen.
Amen. God has promised, God, in fact, in the past 900 years, 999, God promised up to 999 years. And people lived over 900 years. And then when, there's no time to go into it, but when Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 to 4 or 5 happened, and God saw that he was not pleased with it, then God cut man's age to 120. Because the evil was great because of Genesis 6:1.
Yeah.
When you listen to 21 reasons why you must not be left behind, I go into details of Genesis 6:1, but it can be done here. Just go to the podcast.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I go extensively. Hallelujah. But then 120 years. Then after the 120 years, God also said in Psalm that, look, man's age is 77. He's giving it. But of course, by strength, 80 or more. But of course, God is giving strength and people are living to 120 years. I see you living to over 120 years. Over, 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 over in Jesus' name. Yes. Without a walking stick. Without being bathed. Without being nursed. I'm not going to be nursed in the name of Jesus. You are not going to be nursed in the name of Jesus if you believe and accept the prophecy or the word of sure certain terms. May you live past 120 years. 120 years means that whatever is above it. Amen. What's the oldest living person? How old? I see you and I breaking that record in Jesus' name. I said, I see you and I breaking that record in the name of Jesus. Yes. Well, later on they will say 120 something, 130 something, because you and I will be, our names will be on it. We will break the record. And is that person still alive?
Yes.
And still walking? Oh, the lady I sent the video about. And is the person walking? The veggies. You were there when I talked about it in DFW.
Yeah.
And I also talked about it in Minnesota. I've talked about it here.
Yeah.
About what you eat.
Right.
Yeah. What you eat can make you live longer or shorter. What you eat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be a rabbit. I was eating salads at work, and one person at work, this was in my former job, said, "Hey, you are eating rabbit's food." Yeah. Cutting meat. What do you call it? Red meat. Eating it on occasion. Cutting red meat. I don't eat red meat anymore. Wild caught salmon. Wild. It has to be wild caught. That's the organic one. If it's not wild caught, then they pump. If you go and look at the GMO. Anyway, this is this knowledge. If you look at the GMO, if you see, it's going alive. If you look at salmon, not wild caught, at least a YouTube video I saw and some, yes, farm raised or the GMO, and you see one that they've pumped. It's like three to four times the size. When you see that video with the cows, normal cow and the cow that they've injected, it is frightening. When you see the size, but what we need is to live long. It is God's grace, because look, people are eating well. People are eating quality meals and dying. People are eating and jogging and dying because God is not in it. When God is in it, it makes all the difference. Hallelujah. When God said in Exodus 15, I think 27 or so, that I'm the Lord that healeth thee, later on he told them, go and take figs, put it in water to heal. When Hezekiah was sick to death, and God said that, okay, you know what? Go and tell Hezekiah that he's not going to die. God told the prophet to tell Hezekiah that go and put figs, make figs, take some leaves, make figs, make it into a cream or ointment and put it around you for healing. So it sometimes means that sometimes what you put in makes a difference. And what will help our bodies and our cells are the whole vegetables, fruits. We as Africans need to learn that. The African people. Fruits, vegetables. Think about it. Do you want to make it, organize it in a way that it will be sweet for you and live longer with God's grace? Because you can prophesy all you want, but if you eat certain things, you will die. Go and ask Jaco and some of the others who were mightily used. I mean, the days of the voice of healing. His eating habits made him die early. What's Jaco, one of these guys who have wild crusades, terrible, wild miracles, and they eat very late at night. What's it, Jaco?
Yeah.
May you live long. Amen. Just like the people used to say to the king, God save the queen or the king, may the king live longer. May you live longer. God save us and cause us to live longer in Jesus' name. An activity. The people who live longer, when you go to Africa and Asia, the villages, they were always walking. If they were counting their steps, there will be over 10,000 steps a day, easily. When you are walking, carrying stuff and moving around, they live longer because they were always active. When you're active, it helps your cells to form right. It helps your cells to be healthier, to replicate properly, for your immune system to catch the cells that are damaging early. Right. Most people, their cells are damaging, but the immune system catches them and kills them before they become cancer. But when the immune system is not functioning properly, then some of them escape, and then that's it, you are finished. Unless God says you are not. Right. In him we live and move and have our being. Am I preaching to somebody? So let's do right. Let's cut out certain things. Sugar must be part. I mean, this high fructose corn syrup, sugar, throw it away. Actually, sugar, sugar feeds cancer cells. Sugar feeds cancer cells. sugar. I'm not talking about sugar from fruits. Those ones are pure, pure proper sugar. But those other sugar, they feed those things. And at a point, will give you insulin resistance. May we live long.
Amen.
Number 10, good health. 3 John 2, where we said some stuff about good health. Third John 2. Am I preaching to somebody here? Or 3 John 1, 2. 3 John 1, 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God wants us to prosper in our spirits, prosper in our soul. Meaning that your mind, you have peace, you have tranquility, you have peace of mind, you are blessed, you are fulfilled, your body is working well, you are doing well, you're financially blessed, socially blessed. It's nice. Every day you and I must confess, not out of fear, but out of belief and joy. Father God, I thank you that every cell, every nerve, every organ, every bone, every ligament in my body is working well. I keep adding it as I learn more about wild things that can mess you up. Confess it. Initially it was every cell, organ. I forgot organ. Every cell, organ. Nerves were not there. The initial, it was just cell organ. I added nerves. Then I added, what was it? The organ, I think the nerves were there when I was in DFW. Yeah, I think I added nerves. Recently it's ligaments, tendons. Yeah. Confess it, not out of fear, but out of faith and joy. That thank you, oh God, that every cell, every organ, every bone, every ligament, every nerve in my body is working well. Because if the nerves in your legs are not working well, you'll be bedfast or wheelbound. Hey, I tell you, the things we are eating and the organisms, demonic organisms, that are trying to infiltrate the human being, we must put on the whole armor of God. To be able to make them nothing. To be able to make them of none effect.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must not live in fear, but we must live in hope, knowing that we have the armor on and we have victory and we are conquerors. Not only conquerors, but what? More than conquerors. I see people who are more than conquerors here.
Amen.
I said I see people who are more than conquerors here.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Praise God. Exodus 15. In fact, let's start from Malachi 4. Malachi chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. Good. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts. That is, shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the S-U-N, not S-O-N, Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. So there's a prophecy that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. And the Son of Righteousness, the Bible says that the New Jerusalem will not need the sun. There will be no sun, no star by heaven or where light is seen. There will be no need for the sun, because the glory of God will shine like the brighter than the sun, and the Lamb of God will be the glory thereof. It's the Lamb of God that will be the shining. Yes, he will be the light, the brightness. Hallelujah. So that's what the Bible is saying, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ, blessed be God, he arose and healing was all over the place.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, you will never really find someone who was into healing, who was healing the nations, who was doing fantastic miracles. You see people doing miracles like calling fire down from heaven and different miracles, but not a healing miracle per se. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
One or two healing miracles. But when Jesus Christ came, the Bible says that Jesus Christ did so many miracles to fulfill scripture. Look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 15 to 17. Am I preaching to somebody? Okay, let's start from 13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in that selfsame hour. In the King James, when it says selfsame hour, many times it's immediately. When you look at other versions. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. And he cast out the spirits with his word and healed most that were sick. No, all that were sick. Why? Verse 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that there is a healing Jesus with healing in his wings.
Amen.
Now, what is the prophecy in Isaiah that Jesus fulfilled? Look at Isaiah 53:3-5, even though it's 4 and 5 you're looking at. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and was esteemed not, and we esteemed him not. Surely, this is it. Verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or surely he took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. That's the exact word. Griefs is sicknesses. Sorrows. Griefs is infirmities. Sorrows is sicknesses or pains. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. So verse 4 is about sickness and pain. Verse 5 is something different. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, or the chastisement which brought us peace, was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. This word healed is total healing.
Amen.
Both physical, mental, spiritual, total healing.
Amen.
How many are hearing what I'm talking about?
Amen.
And then Jesus fulfilled this scripture. Am I preaching to somebody? And then look at 1 Peter 2:24. Or let's start from 20 to 24. Hallelujah. I think I'll talk about this particular thing. There's more detail and depth in it, but I'm concluding this week so that we can talk about something later on. I'll talk more about the children's bread and about the meat of healing later on. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Oh, God is good. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Past tense. So Peter was looking back to the cross. Isaiah was looking back and prophet. No, actually, Isaiah was looking at, Matthew 8:17 was looking back at Isaiah, who was prophesying into the future. And then 1 Peter 2:24 was looking back to the cross. So it means that by his stripes I was, and because I was, I am. And therefore, I'm healed. But we have to believe it, confess it. But even though you are confessing it, you might still be having the symptoms for weeks, even months. But it doesn't matter to you. So far as you are concerned, you were.
Let God be true.
Let God be true, and every man or everything else a liar. We'll go more into this in another message. Hallelujah. Number 11, prosperity.
Amen.
God wants us to prosper.
Amen.
I said, God wants us to prosper.
Amen.
May you prosper.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 126, verse 1 to 3. This will be your portion.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. When God blesses you so much and causes you to stop fighting from every side and gives you rest on every side, you will be as if you were dreaming. You ask yourself, is this a dream? Is this me? Am I asleep? Yes, it's the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Then was our mouth filled with laughter. I see many people laughing. I said laughing. Because of what God is going to do in your life. There'll be joy. There'll be laughter. You will sit back and say, wow, look at where I was. Look at the struggles. Look at where God has placed me. Oh, yes. And our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Verse 3. The Lord hath done great things for us, wherefore we are sad. No. Wherefore, we are glad. I see gladness. Look at James chapter 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you? No, 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. So it's verse 13 we're looking for. Very good. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Now, what will cause you to be merry? A job? Joy? What to husband? Good news? Brand new car? Good news. Sorry? Good things. Good things, good news will cause you to be merry. Now, the Bible is saying that if you are merry, sing psalms. I want to encourage you, start reading the psalms and practicing the psalms, because you are going to be singing plenty psalms. You are going to be singing many, many, many psalms. So start reading the psalms and practicing them, because you are going to start singing. I said you are going to start singing. Actually, start preparing songs with the psalms, because you are going to be singing for joy, because God is going to give you good things. I said God is going to give you good things. And because God is going to give you good things, you need to be joyous. You need to be singing psalms. I see many, in fact, many of us will be singing psalms, because you are going to fulfill this scripture which says, if you are merry, sing psalms. Sing psalms. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. With joy. With joy. Can I get help? With joy. When the Lord brought us back and restored our freedom,
it felt so good,
it felt so strong. At first we thought we were dreaming.
How we laughed, how we sang, we were overflowing. Then we heard the people singing,
look what
the Lord has done. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. With joy. With joy.
One more time. When the Lord brought us back, come on.
When the Lord brought us back and restored our freedom, It felt so good. We felt so strong. At first we thought we were dreaming, dreaming. How we laughed, ha ha, how we sang. We were overflowing. Then we heard the people saying, look what the Lord has done. The Lord has done great things for us. We are filled with joy. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy, with joy, with joy, with joy.
Hallelujah. With joy, with joy, with joy, with joy. Hallelujah. So that is what God is going to do. He's going to give us joy. I said he's going to give us joy. He's going to protect us. He's going to deliver us. I see God delivering you. I said I see God delivering us. I see his hedge of protection all around us. I see good things happening in our lives. I see divine protection. I see joy. I see liberty. I see a breaking forth out of your boundaries. I see good things happening in your life. Good things. Good things. Financial prosperity. Physical health. Anyone who is not well. Anyone who is not well, just place your hands where you are not well. Just place your hands there right now. And in Jesus' name, I rebuke every disease. I rebuke every condition. As we stand to our feet, I rebuke every ailment. Every spirit of infirmity I cast out in the name of Jesus, and I declare healing, your healing power, oh God, to touch everyone who is placing their hands on their body. If you can't place your hands there, place your hands on your heart. I rebuke that condition. I rebuke that condition. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I rebuke arthritis in Jesus' name. I rebuke every tumor. I rebuke every disease. I rebuke every lung condition. In the name of Jesus, blood conditions are being healed. Receive the power of God in your healing power, oh God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If I can just sing, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. In the name of Jesus. Just once. I don't know why, but somebody.
I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord, your healer. I sent my word and I healed your disease.
Receive your healing. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive your healing. The healing power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, for he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Receive your healing. Someone's eye and eye condition is being healed. Receive the healing power of Jesus Christ. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. All of it. in the name of Jesus. If you are here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again. I want my sins forgiven. If you are here like that, please lift your hands high up and I will share a word of prayer with you. Is there anyone who wants to say, Pastor, pray with me? Let's all repeat after me, especially the one whose hands are up. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
Just as I am.
Just as I am.
I believe in Jesus.
I believe in Jesus.
I confess.
I confess.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
I believe.
I believe.
That he came down from heaven.
That he came down from heaven.
And he died on the cross.
And he died on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I believe.
I believe.
That God raised him from the dead.
That God raised him from the dead.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
From all unrighteousness.
From all unrighteousness.
From today.
From today.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For saving me.
For saving me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If God has blessed you, God has done something miraculous in your life, testify and let us know of how good God has been to you. Hallelujah. Shall we take our seats?